Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Mode Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband. I can't believe I haven't stabbed him in his sleep yet, Chris Ramsey.
Wow, that is a hell of a nickname.
Do you like that?
Yeah, great.
Can't believe I haven't stabbed him in his sleep, Chris Ramsey.
Get that on a t-shirt. Amazing. Welcome, guys. Welcome, as always. Thank you so much for listening. It is episode 64.
Whoa.
64. Now, without further ado, a word from this week's lucrative sponsor. Mm. Now, this week's sponsor, it's real.
No, is it a do or a do?
I don't care.
Oh.
You're wasting money here. Time is money.
I have teamed up.
No, I have personally teamed up this week. It's a collaboration sponsor. Yeah.
Those are always more exciting.
Yeah, much more exciting. You know, I've had to put more sort of stuff into it, you know. Because basically, everyone's working out on Instagram. Everyone's doing, you know, different things. Everyone's at home. The shops have sold out with dumbbells because the gyms are shut. You can't get them full of the money. Amazon, Argos, no weight equipment, nowhere. So nutrition is key. So this week,
right?
This week I've teamed up with something, right? Someone. I haven't thought of a company name. And my new nutritional guide is, we all know bread's bad. Everyone talks about bread. We're cutting out bread.
It depends.
Bread's bad.
Moderation.
Bread. My new, we're cutting out bread and we're replacing all bread in your diet with potato waffles.
Right.
That's my waffle diet. Hey, hey, you having a ham sandwich? Get rid of that bread. Two waffles, some ham in between. Bit of mayonnaise.
That's a heart attack waiting to happen.
Hey,
Ramsey.
Listen, it's all about mental health and being happier. It just makes everything better. Hey,
potato waffles.
You having some soup?
Yeah.
Dip your bloody waffle in it. Yeah.
Who's doing that?
Well, me and this lucrative sponsor that I'm working with.
Can I just say, before we do carry on with the actual podcast, if I worked for potato waffles and you sent me that as an advert, I'd have a lot of notes. Wasn't very good.
Well, the more realistic ones is like beans on toast, beans on waffle.
You overthought it.
Beans on waffle.
I do love a waffle. I don't know what's
you
happening.
Had one. Yes, you are a hypocrite because yesterday I made you a waffle with an egg on and you loved it.
I did.
Waffles.
I wouldn't dip it in my soup though. You
well,
hack.
That's because you're a coward.
Right.
It goes in all the little holes. It fills the little holes up.
Ew.
Have you ever put? You can push beans into every single hole and eat it like a big bean waffle.
Too much time on your hands.
Yeah.
Good job. Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's Shag Mode Annoyed. Just after that lucrative sponsor of Chris's, after we finished recording it and started again, he asked me if it was all right. I told him yes, it wasn't. I'm sorry I hadn't listened to that.
I think I'm losing my mind. But genuinely, waffles instead of toast on a morning, it's a good... I mean, they don't butter them like a psycho, but it's a good thing.
Oh,
I'm enjoying it.
But it might be nice with a bit of butter on.
Monkey. I'm doing waffle, then a slice of cheese, then a fried egg. Had it this morning. Had two yesterday. Had one today because I'm worth it.
Didn't you buy them for the bin though?
I did buy them for Robin and he is yet to have had one and I've ate half the packet.
Right. Father of the Year award goes to Arsehole Ramsey.
Oh, hey, look, if he's not going to make his own waffles then, you know, what are you going to do? I'm going to eat them all. Me?
How are you?
I'm all right. I think I'm all right.
That was the most unconvincing "I'm all right" I've ever heard. Like, I'm looking at your eyes now. You're like, you're just dying inside.
I just don't know what's going on, man.
Neither
what's
do
happening,
I.
man? Where can you go? What can you do? Is it lifted? Is it not lifted?
Go back to work. Don't go to work. Stay in. Don't see anybody. See everybody.
Don't go to work on public transport. Go on your bicycle. How far away do you work? 40 miles. Get pedaling, dickhead. Oh, Christ alive, man.
It's going to be a lot of 4 a.m. alarms going off around
honestly,
here.
Fucking hell. It's just, you have to ask more questions than are answered every time. Every time they're on the news. Like, they tick off about 4 questions that have been answered and then about 40 more go on the pile. It's madness.
The thing is, it's all this going on, but I've had to stop looking at Twitter.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
same.
I tell you,
I haven't been on.
What?
I had a couple of days off because I was avoiding the UFC results. Mm-hmm. Big love to the UFC for doing it. I don't even care. They did a live sporting event, and I was so happy watching it.
Oh, you'll get trolled.
I was so... Right, because everyone's going, the safety of the fighters. Have you seen them get knocked out? It's pretty fucking dangerous, like. Have you seen someone take a shin to the face? It's horrible. They know what they're doing. But, I was watching that, and I avoided Instagram and Twitter because I was, I was avoiding the results of who'd fought. And even though I've watched the UFC, I'm just continuing that avoidance now to just stay off.
I don't blame you, because honestly, sometimes people on there, you'd think they all worked for the WHO.
What, the band?
No. What does WHO stand for again?
What does WHO stand for again?
No, come on.
World Health Organization. Well,
that's what I meant. That's exactly. You'd think everybody on Twitter worked at WHO. But they don't work there currently. They worked there for 60 years and they've just retired. And they know everything.
Who?
They invented WHO. And I'm sick of looking at statistics.
They are Doctor Who.
They are Doctor Who on Twitter. So, yeah, I'm going to do a bit of you and I'm just going to do what I'm told until I'm told not to.
It's
or
that
I'm
thing, though, isn't
whatever.
It? It's that thing of like whenever a tabloid prints a big lie about someone and it's on the front page, whenever they print a retraction, it's on like page like 45 in like size 1 font. Do you know what I mean? And it's that kind of thing. If you'll see one tweet going, this is the thing, the new terrible thing. And you go, I've seen that. And then like 4 or 5 comments down in the replies, there'll be a scientist or a doctor going, actually, that's wrong. But the damage is done by then. 400 million people have retweeted it, and everyone's boarded their windows like the zombies.
But who needs to just be quicker?
Oh, well. I mean, they're busy. They are probably the busiest they've been, let's be honest.
Can you imagine? If you just were having a lovely old time in 2019 working for WHO, just like, oh, this is nice. Oh, that's exciting.
There will be a tweet somewhere of someone going, just got me dream job, of like last year, like November, going, just got me dream job at the World Health Organization. So excited for the year to come. Choke slam!
Coronavirus! What week are we on now?
Is it 7 or 8?
Week 7 of lockdown. Just in case you're listening to this and it's November. And everything's fine.
Might be week 9.
Possibly.
What's the date?
Week 8.
We're in May. We're in the first half of May at the minute.
Yeah.
Oh, just look on your podcast app and what day this came out. Jesus. We'll do everything for you.
Very true.
Good God.
I've got to say, 8 weeks in. Listen, love you. Give your hand.
You.
Oh, I do love you.
Don't let you hold my hand.
No, but...
That's weird.
The novelty... Uh-huh. Of you being home all the time.
Just looking his right in the eye.
Well and truly, it's rubbed off, Chris.
Do you mean worn off?
It's worn off.
Is that one of me great things where I correct you on stuff? Is that one of me
bringing, That might be why it's worn off quicker than what I thought it might have.
Rubbed and worn.
Rubbed.
Rubbed. Get off your fucking hand, man. You sweaty hoof.
It's whooped off. Oh. No, I'm sick of you. It's horrible.
Rosie, I'm sick of me too. I'm sick of me. I had a moment yesterday where I looked in the mirror and I looked at my reflection and I was like, who is that? Do you ever look at that? Do you ever look at your reflection and go, and just look and have like a good look at your face and go, I don't know, who is that bloke?
No, I don't know.
You must look in the mirror and say, who is that bloke?
Sometimes I've actually, you haven't said anything, and it's not like you. I've got a little freckle at the bottom of my chin. There's a black hair coming out. Have you noticed it?
Noticed it. You bloody handed us a ring and told us to take it to Mount Doom yesterday, Gandalf.
Are you taking the mic? Because you haven't even.
You did. You said
no. You haven't.
Just get your big eagle to take us, man. I'm not fully trudging all the way through Middle Earth.
Have you noticed it or not?
No, not at all.
All right, okay.
Now so I'm not going to take my eyes off it.
Do you want to see?
I might move around the table now. Let's have a look. Nah, there's nothing there. No. Oh, I got excited there.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Couple of things to let you know at the minute.
Yeah.
Something really annoyed us yesterday.
Okay.
Do you want to know what annoyed us?
Was it me?
Other than you.
Cool. Other things. Oh, yeah. I definitely want to hear this.
I went out for a walk, socially distanced walk.
Yeah.
I just keep myself to myself. You know what I mean? Walking down the street and there was a woman walking towards us.
Yeah.
And she must have been, I don't, you know, want to guess people's ages, but I'd kind of guess people's ages from people who I know. Mm-hmm. And I think if they look like them or not.
Okay.
She must have been like late 70s.
Okay.
Okay. She walked towards us and she like stuck her arm out.
Right.
Like that. But she didn't look in my face. She just was looking straight ahead, just stuck her arm out. And obviously it didn't hit me because I was like away from her.
Right.
And I walked past. I thought she was hailing a bus, right?
Right.
It turns out there was no bus there. She was doing that as in like, keep your 2 meter distance.
Well, how long was her fucking arm?
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, one.
Can you remember when Bo Selector did Mick Hucknall and he had like really long, ridiculous arms for no reason? Was it like that?
Yes. No, she had just an average size arm. But I thought, one, your thing's flawed because your arms aren't long enough. That's not 2 meters. And two, how bloody rude. She didn't even say, sorry, stick my arm out for social distancing. She just walked past us and stuck her bloody arm out.
Well, you see, this is the weird thing, right? I think it's absolutely, of course, we've got to social distance and we've got to stay apart. But I think people are forgetting the old rules that were in place before that, which was don't be a dickhead.
Well, they've gone out the window. They have well and truly left planet Earth. Oh. She didn't even look at us. And I was going to smile at her because I've been smiling at everyone on my socially distanced walks.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not
hello,
them,
are you
fine.
Okay? The world's gone to shit, but let's all be well-mannered to each other.
Yeah, I've noticed a lot. Do you know what it is, right? That is a bad example that you've given there. That is a minority of people. I've noticed a lot more people smiling and saying hello and stuff. I find I'm allowed to smile at a dog more now. I found it weird before, but people like that sounds so strange.
Don't.
When I'm out in public, I always see a dog and I always just laugh. I see a dog and I'll smile and they're always doing something daft and I'll just smile and I'll laugh at the dog, right? But I felt like in the past, I felt like people would be like, laughing at me dog. Like, take it personally. But now...
Do you mean laughing at the dog or laughing with the dog?
Well,
I'm confused.
If you see like a little dog carrying a big stick and you're like, God, look at him, man. Look at him having a time of his bloody life.
Yeah.
I would normally just do it in my head, but I'm kind of vocalising it more now because people seem a lot more approachable, but not physically approachable because you're 2 metres away.
She didn't have a dog yesterday. Maybe she needs to get herself a dog.
Maybe she was putting her hand out. Maybe she has like a peregrine falcon or an eagle. And she takes that eagle for a walk and she was putting her hand... Did you look long enough? Did an eagle come and land on her arm? Did she have one of them gloves on?
No.
Right, okay.
But Chris, she was rude. She was really rude. And she hasn't got the arms long enough for that. What she wants to do is she wants to get a couple of meter rulers and stick them to her arm, walk with them, and then when someone comes back, stick them out like that. So then it would make more sense rather than just sticking her arm out like if... arsewipe.
Did you see the photo of that guy that went viral in America? So basically he'd basically doing the same thing as this lady, but he had a better idea. You know the call with them foam floats for pools, they call them pool noodles. He had like a hat on, like a builder's helmet, and he had like four of them gaffer taped to the builder's helmet so they pointed outwards,
right?
And no one was allowed to come past his pool noodles.
Okay.
he looked like a lunatic. He looked great. You know, like when you see them with foil hats on in case they get abducted by aliens.
Yes.
It was kind of like that. But he just had them. He looked like a man who'd been involved in a terrible balloon animal accident. Or he'd been attacked by like loads of clowns. It's really good. You need some of them.
It would have made more sense. You need to put a shower curtain around that for it to really work. Do you know what I mean?
Ah, he does.
They're not going to do anything.
Yeah. Well, it's just to keep people... It's to get people to keep their distance, I think. It's like, don't. But I don't know who's coming in past the pool noodle. I think everyone gets it. You don't need to put a shower curtain on the bad lad.
Well, tell that daft slag.
You're really upset, aren't you?
Dude, it was just, I just think there's so much going on at the minute and it's really upsetting and you can't see people. And I just was going to say hello to her and I thought, oh, hello. And then she just stuck her arm out and didn't even look at us. And I was like... Great. Is that what the world's going to be now, is it? Wonderful. Can it wait? It's like, you know, when you were doing PE as a kid,
yeah,
and they were like, right, find a space, and you'd all stand with your arms out and spin around and make sure no one was standing next to you.
Sorry.
Did you never do that?
No.
What?
How do you do that?
So when you were about to do sport at school when you were younger,
yeah,
like say in primary school, sorry, and you'd go in the hall and they'd go, find a space, and you'd put your arms out, uh-huh, and you'd spin around in a circle, and if you didn't touch anyone, then that was your space.
What sport were you going to do that required just that space? No.
Well, just that we used to do it all the time. Like everybody in the class would put their arms out, uh-huh, and spin round, and you'd be like, right, I haven't touched anyone.
I think that was your PE. Did you do anything after that, or was that it? Find your space. Keep finding your space, everyone. Teacher's just having a cigarette. Aye, go on, find some air. That's good. You haven't all done it yet. With this fucking bell.
We do that for 45 minutes. And then
and showers. And showers.
You went to, like, a dead sad school.
Oh, because we didn't spin around.
Because you've got... We don't have the same memories of school. And we only went to school... Your school was... Oh, my gosh. Probably about 6 minutes walk from my school.
Right, okay.
And you didn't do that.
You get in 5 and a half if you span there with your arms out.
You get there super duper fast and there'd be no one around you. Okay.
Helicoptered your way there.
I guarantee I'll get tweets next week going, we did that.
Oh, God. Love that. Love it when people come on and explain how weird I am for not knowing a thing. Everyone keep that up.
Absolutely my favourite. Speaking of weird.
Always.
Robin's... I was going to chat about how he's been asking us to film him while he's asleep.
That is strange. Yeah, that is really weird. Where did that come from? Because I walked in on that conversation.
It came from me and Robin were having a chat. And I said to him, right, you need to brush your teeth before bed. And he said, why don't you brush your teeth, Mummy? And I went, because I'm not going to bed yet. And he was like, why aren't you going to bed yet? And I was like, because I'm a grown up. And I stay up later. And I said, me and Daddy, when you're in bed, me and Daddy go and brush our teeth and then we'll come and check on you and then we go to bed. And he was like, you come into my room when I'm asleep. And I was like, yeah. And he went, and you look at me asleep and then you go brush your teeth. I was like, yeah. He was like, would you video us?
Wow.
And so I said, aye, I will. So we did a full video, didn't we?
Yeah.
So we were like selfie mode, like, hiya son, brushing my teeth. And then I turned it round, then we went to see him and I videoed him asleep and he watched it the next day.
Wow.
Fascinated he was.
I mean, as a kid, I mean, you must just think, yeah, because he just shuts his eyes and then it's the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've told you the one he does. I put him to bed on a night.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll go, you're sitting out, when I'm leaving the room, he'll go, you're sitting outside. And I go, yeah. And he goes, because sometimes, Daddy, I don't get to sleep. I like going to Mummy and Daddy's bed. I don't get to sleep in my bed. I can't get to sleep. I'm not tired. I go, okay, 2 minutes. No word of a lie. I don't hear a peep from him. He falls immediately. He must wear himself out, giving me 10 minutes of guilt trip about how he's not tired. And then he's just out. Out like a light.
I love it when kids say they're not tired and you're like, oh, you're not tired. I'm not tired. I'm not tired. Like falling asleep. I'm not tired, you twat. Used to do it for naps. Do you remember naps? Oh, they were nice.
Oh, God.
Used to love a nap. Robin used to nap for like 2.5 hours. Do you remember?
Oh,
he was such a good napper. And I'd just get loads of like.
Yeah, you wouldn't even nap
watching.
As well, would you?
No,
you would just
did
like
I
do stuff. I would, if I had him, if you were doing something on the rare occasion that I had him and you would nap, I was just like, oh, my God. It's like free time. It was like kind of almost like Bernard's watch. Like you've stopped time for a couple hours and you can do whatever you want.
Mm.
It's amazing.
The good old days.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo. We've started watching Normal People.
Yes.
Which is on BBC Three currently. Very good. It's good so far. I like it. 2 episodes and you're not too sure.
Well, I mean, I don't want to slag any TV show that, you know, people have made off at all. It's not. I don't think I'm the target audience for
this program. I don't think you are either.
That's all it is.
I think it's women.
It's kind of got us hooked, although it's a little bit slow paced is the only thing I will say, but I think that's deliberate. Like, that's, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like I'm watching a football match go, come on, lads. Like, I think it's supposed to be, you know, the way a teen romance plays out and all that. But they are, the only one thing I will say about it is everyone is the same age.
Right, well, I've Googled.
Right.
They're not.
Well, the makeup people are using the same, I don't know, trowel for everyone.
Well, guess how old the main lass is?
The main
in
girl.
In real life.
In real life, 22. 21. Okay.
Just for anyone who's not from the UK, this is it's based in Ireland. It's a romantic sort of like high school. she's a bit of like the nerdy character. He's like the cool football jock.
But he's also like, he is the nerdy guy as well. He's pretending not to be, isn't he? Yeah.
It was good. And can you guess his age in real life?
I believe he may be 18.
In real life?
Oh, no, in real life.
Oh, in the show, they're like 18. I think they're in sixth form. Yeah.
In real life, I reckon he is. If you've said, can you guess it? I reckon he must be high, older than he looks. So I'm going to ruin the whole game by saying 83.
Great. No, he's 24.
24, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Close.
24. Yeah. Can you imagine looking like him when you were 24?
He's hench-like.
Ah, he's ripped a bit. Yeah.
Oh, hey. Shreds. If I looked like him at any point in my life, Rosie, it'd have fallen off by now. It fell off through overuse. It fell off.
Just anyone.
All of them.
All of them. Nice.
Oh, as if I'm saying that to my wife on a podcast.
Can't wait for your sex chat with Robin. That'll be fun, won't it? I'll have to supervise that.
Well, no, I'll just have a photo of that guy and I'll go, look, Robin, you don't look like him. It's not going to happen, mate. It's not going to happen.
So keep it in your pants and find someone nice.
Go and settle. Go and find a middle of the road. And settle.
Do you feel like you've settled?
No, that was the joke I was trying to get you to bite on there, but you didn't bite at all.
Oh, right. I didn't really get it.
You weren't listening.
I wasn't listening.
But my point is with this ordinary people is, or normal people, or whatever it's called.
Normal people.
Same thing it means. The teachers look the same age, and he goes and picks his mom up, because his mom's a cleaner at that lass's house, and his mom looks the same age. The teacher looks the same age, brother and her mum are the same. They all look the same age.
Right, just get with it, though.
What do you mean, get with it? What? Forget what age is.
Well, I know, but they couldn't have used a 17-year-old, could they? Couldn't have used two 17-year-olds to have them booking on the telly every 20 minutes. They had to use older actors.
There was a lot of shagging. I feel like they look older than me until they're either in a pub. There's a scene where they're in a pub, and I'm like, "There's children in the pub." And then when they start having sex, I don't know where to look. I don't know where to look.
There was bits of it, though. We're only two episodes in. I think there's a lot more shagging to come.
Good God. There can't be, man. No one has sex that much. They did it twice in one bit.
Well, there was one bit when, and I don't know whether it's just me, right? Yeah. When I was 17, if I was having sex or whatever, I was really like self-conscious of my body. And I'm not, I had a mint body when I was 17. Like, I looked amazing. So it wasn't like a confidence thing or anything. I think it was just a young thing. But then they had it, and then they finished, and they were just lying there with no clothes on. I was like, I don't think I would have done that when I was 17.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, yeah. I mean, my thing always goes to the actors, obviously, because I've done some acting, and I just think, hats off to every single actor who can do the full-on mad sex scenes.
Oh, yeah, it's so weird.
I couldn't. I would laugh my head off, or I'd be so awkward. I'd be a nightmare on set. It would literally be, they'd be like, look, we can't work with him because he's just a child.
I would actually, I know that sounds really strange because I'm your wife, but I would love you to be in something with sex scenes.
I couldn't.
Because I would just know how awkward it would be.
Honestly, I couldn't do it. I'd probably fart. Like, the worst things that could happen would happen. I'd like burp and have like anxious wind. I'd be like, oh, I'm gassy.
What happens if they get like fully erect? Because that must happen. Or does it not happen because it's so awkward?
Well, you got to remember, there's, like, you know, there's probably 20 people in that room. We just can't see them for the camera. Yeah. Although they might not be. They might go clear the set. You know, the actors are getting naked, only a couple of people. I don't know. There's probably horror stories about it online. Do you know what? Search it in our emails. I bet there's some actors who've said, if you're an actor and you've got a random stiffy, email Shagrin and Order.
Oh, I think that'd be a good story. Yeah. Because in Eyes Wide Shut, Nicole Kidman, Tom Cruise, who were married at the time, they had real sex, I think.
Jesus.
In that film.
Well, that was...
Well, they were married, weren't they?
Stanley Kubrick directed that. I think. And I'm sure...
Why are you trying to be showing all your university degree of...
Well, I was actually backing up what you said because he was like a full-on auteur and he was crazy about it, apparently. And I think, if I remember rightly, he gave Tom Cruise a stomach ulcer during that filming because he made them redo some scene, like something mad, like 50 times that had to redo this thing or even more than that.
Like through stress.
Yeah, he gave him a stomach ulcer. Yeah, that's apparently a true story. And if it's not... I don't care.
if it's not, there's
lockdown. Sorry. We've got more things to worry about. If it's not, you know, just take that. Tell someone else. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. A would you rather question here.
Who's this from?
Just in general.
Oh, okay.
Would you rather eat a baby goat or a matter baby?
A matter baby? What's a matter? Fuck. Shit.
What?
What's the matter, baby?
Nothing, baby. What's the matter with you?
so angry. Fuck this podcast.
Guess where I got that from? Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. TikTok.
Oh, fuck TikTok, man. I'm telling you, this whole lockdown was orchestrated by, I firmly believe there probably isn't even a virus, and it was all Zoom. The people who own Zoom and the people who own TikTok got together and went, sure, we'll just fucking make Chris Ramsey's life a misery. And that's what this whole thing is.
Oh, I love it.
Jesus. I wish I hadn't sold all those shares I had in Zoom. So many shares before this happened. Sold them the day before.
Did you?
The day before.
How much did you get for them?
35 pence.
Really? Is that all?
Yeah. And wow. I had million shares.
Right. You don't know how shares work, do you?
Have you, no- nah. Have you noticed Robin's new favourite number? Have you heard his new favourite number?
500 million.
500 million.
But doesn't he sometimes add 1,000 on the end? He said to me before, Mummy, how many is that? 500 million thousand? I'm like, that's yes.
He exactly told me today he wanted to play on Mario for 500 million hours. And I was like, dude.
Yes. Here we go. Set that clock. Oh my God, lockdown.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello, Chris.
Oh, which one's this?
It's Belinda.
Hello, sweetheart.
You're different Naras, Chris. No. I've been ringing in for weeks, pet.
Right, okay. Yeah, hello. That's the vape, yeah. Obnoxiously
Chris,
long.
I'm actually back on the real tabs.
You're back
not
on the real tabs.
I goodness just thought, me. Fuck it.
Yeah?
Fuck it. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Corona's either going to get us or tabs.
Right, okay.
And I'd prefer tabs.
Right, okay. Oh, that's interesting.
So anyway, yeah. I'm just quickly ringing in. I've had an email.
Right.
I've had an email from one of your listeners.
Why are you getting emails from the listeners?
Do you know what, Chris? I might have put my email on one of your podcast stations because I've got a lot of time on my hands. I haven't
Doesn't
seen my lads for weeks.
Doesn't make sense.
So a lot of stuff, but I've got an email here for you.
All right, come on then.
I'm not sure how it's from, but it just says, so your most recent podcast, Chris, said he needs to know what he's having for tea at breakfast during lockdown.
Right.
Whereas in episode 2, approximately 12 minutes, 50 seconds, his beef with Rosie that week was that she asked him what he wanted for dinner whilst or just after he finished his breakfast. So my questions to you both are, one, are the beefs indefinite and cannot be changed, or are they flexible? And two, would you let a fart out whilst exercising in public? That doesn't actually have anything to do with it. And I hadn't pre-read the full thing, so I'm sorry about that.
Right.
Yeah.
So who the fuck sent that?
Do you know what, Chris? I don't want to get them in trouble.
Right, okay.
Because we've
great.
Been conversing quite a lot.
Lockdown's changed is your answer. Belinda,
you, honestly, yeah. You arrogant little twat that you are. Can't even remember your ma's name.
Your ma! Okay, yeah. Lockdown's changed us, mate, I'll be honest with you.
Mate.
Mm-hmm. Love. Mm. Pet.
Belinda will be fine, thank you.
Bee?
Queen bee. That's what I like.
Lockdown has changed me. Yes, it would annoy us when Rosie did it when I was a bit more free, a bit more fancy free. I could leave the house. I could do different things. I could live on a whim. Right. Can't now. Mm-hmm. And the answer to the second question is, I was on my bike the other day and I let out a little fart and I generally thought I'd shat myself.
Oh right! Wow, great.
But then I realised I hadn't.
That's disgusting.
And then weirdly, I came home and I found it difficult to go to the toilet on that very same night.
So your poo had just gone all the way back in?
I think I'd scared it all the way back up. Might have been the wind.
Might have got a shock that you were doing some exercise, possibly.
Yeah, bike guy now, how dare you? Sitting there smoking your tab, telling me about exercise. How dare you? Brush your teeth.
You've never seen my teeth.
Exactly.
I've actually got dentures, Chris.
Well, now you open your mouth and they're disappearing at the blackness of your throat. That's a horrible noise. Stop that.
Any road? Yeah, I better be going... So, thanks for having us, all right, pet?
Didn't have you.
I'll see you later.
Good.
All right.
Bye.
Lots of love to the family.
Yes.
Especially bye. Rosie. We love her. Honestly,
yeah.
we love her. We'll see her when all this is out.
Right, okay.
All right, bye, pet.
Bye.
Bye, you're good, bye.
That email was annoying. How dare people?
Well, 12 minutes in. I'm not being funny. You have gone back on one of your beefs.
I don't care. I'm not changed.
You used to hate it when I said...
Yeah, but now I need stuff to look forward to.
Well, see? Well, actually,
yeah.
You never live my life. Yeah. That's what I was looking forward to.
Is this what's like to be a little boring, stay-at-home little thing?
Mom, hermit. Yes.
Lazy.
My beef with you this week is the plant in the bathroom.
Right.
You keep watering it, but so do I keep watering it. And there's too much water in that plant, and I think we're going to kill it.
What plant in the bathroom?
The plant that you keep watering.
I'm not watering the plant.
So why is there so much water in the plant?
Well, you're obviously putting too much water on the plant. I didn't even know I had a fucking plant in the bathroom. Why would I be watering plants?
Well, that's what I thought. Right, fair enough.
So your oh, this is fucking great. It's Christmas Day. Your beef with me this week is you are overwatering a plant. And blame it on me. So in some fucked up world, you're walking up to this plant, seeing too much water, going, ah, the prick's done it again, and then putting more water on it. The hell's the matter with you?
Okay, right, okay. That was my mistake. I thought that you were also watering that plant, and I thought, well, giving it too much water, because there's always water at the bottom, but clearly I'm just watering.
You're just overwatering it. Jesus. That was unbelievable.
Oh,
I hate you.
Okay. Sorry about that. Carry
Good
on.
God.
Carry on.
Good God.
But just now that you know about don't water the plant.
I never would water a plant. Right. I don't water plants. Great. I don't like plants. Tarmac a lot of it. Honestly, all them outside, tarmac them.
Rip them up.
Tarmac. In fact, better than tarmac. I want them, you know, them little tiny bits of wood that you have in playgrounds. Them.
Bark.
The bark on the flag. Get all that. On the, all chippings. The flower beds, all them.
Oh, Chris.
Bloody, honestly, man.
How dare you? Our garden's beautiful.
My mum drops off a lasagna, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
That she's been to the shop. When she goes to a shop, she'll drop something off.
Yeah.
She does social distancing and all that. Every single time, she points at the plant. There's a plant at the front door, apparently. Yeah. She goes, that plant's lovely. I'm like, oh, God, I don't give a shit. She's going, it's lovely. When did that come out? That's lovely, that. When did that come out? I don't know. I don't look at it.
It's actually me and your man bond over the garden, to be honest.
Oh, God. It's so boring.
I never used to give a shit about the garden.
What's that one called? What's that one? Even when they die, you got to take the head off that one or they'll not come back. Oh, it's like having another kid, man.
No, I love gardening now. Nah. I didn't care about it 5 years ago. And when we moved in this house, couldn't give a shit. And your mum and my mum used to always be like, Rosie, it's the soil, it's like acidic. It's great. This is great. Soil. Oh, and God. I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. But now I really do. That's actually me and your mum do bond over that. It's lovely.
That's nice.
We'll walk around the garden. She tells us all the names of the plants over and over again.
Jesus Christ.
Every time she comes.
Honestly, I've told you this before, haven't I? I've got a real issue with people who buy your plants as presents. Real issue with that, like.
Yeah, why is that?
It's just like he has some responsibility. I find it upsetting.
It's like giving someone a goldfish.
Yeah, although that's the thing. If you gave someone a goldfish, people would go, why the fuck you give us that? That's really weird. Yeah. But plants, it seems to be okay. Oh, happy birthday. I just got you this this pot of dirt with a living thing in it. There you go. Add that to the massive list of things you have to do every day. All right, cheers. Thank you.
In reality, who's going to buy you a plant?
I've had a plant bought before.
When?
I did stand up about it. Our mates bought an olive tree.
For the wedding?
Died immediately.
Well, I know, but I think it was more so for me. And that, in my defence, that was before I liked gardening.
Right.
If that had been now, that would have been lovely. Thriving, it would have been.
Oh, God. Don't even like olives.
I don't think you could eat them.
Great. Couldn't even eat them. Pointless. Pointless present.
Right.
My beef with you this week is you. You've been doing this for a while now, and I've realised I can't work out if it's on purpose. I can't work out if you're just fidgety and stupid. I don't know what it is.
Lovely, yeah.
When you fart in bed, you immediately waft the covers. And it's not even like, "Way, get that in your lads. You just immediately move and let it... Like when I pump in bed, I stay still. I don't move. I lock that shit in like a sandwich bag, right?
Mm.
You kick your legs, roll over... Flop it round.
I'm just getting it, like, smell the air. My boff is there.
So it's on purpose?
I don't think it's on purpose, but I'd rather it be out and about in the atmosphere than Dutch ovening in a quilt. Do you know what I mean? Let it escape. Let it breathe.
Like, do you feel like there's a fear that if you left it there, you'd get up in the morning and open the cover and it would still be there, like fresh, and the first thing it would hit you with in the morning is a monkey pump?
And be like green air.
Like a cartoon. In the cartoons.
I promise you I don't do it deliberately.
You've annoyingly got a point. Okay.
Well, we've been getting curries recently on a Saturday night. During lockdown, it's like a treat of a Saturday. We get a takeaway curry. And yeah, they have been pretty bad at that.
I wasn't going to say I wasn't going to go that far. There was a part of us that looked at you when I said the pump thing. I was like, oh, is she going to say, I've eaten all this. You can't say this. We're going to have to record another one. But you went into more detail.
I know. Well, it's only because usually, this is a little bit boring, apologies, but when we get a takeaway, an Indian takeaway, I get quite boring stuff because we get them that bloody often because you love them and I'm like, I'm going to be 10-ton Tessie if I eat all this. So whilst it's been lockdown, I don't really care and I've just been going mental, so I've been eating a lot more than I usually do, hence why the pumps are more powerful. The double P, powerful pumps.
So that's how my lockdown's going, if you're wondering.
I love you.
Bloody gaseous clay over here.
Let's have sex.
Got lots on. Got a load of plants. I got a water that I just got for my birthday. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's time for questions from the public.
Pews from the queues.
Oh, you got that wrong. Yeah,
do it again. Public. I can't be asked. Have you noticed even Boris Johnson is now on the questions from the public?
I honestly feel like we should have trademarked that.
Either that or do you think they're all listening?
Almost certainly not.
You never know.
Almost certainly not.
You don't know, though.
If Boris Johnson is squeezing in the COVID-19 crisis, having a new baby, and our podcast, I will be very surprised.
There's a 0.5%.
Fair enough.
That's all I'm saying.
0.05?
0.05, yeah.
Got you. Okay. I feel like we've been done. I feel like we should have trademarked it. I feel almost as gutted as Corona must be, the beer company.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
If you want to get in touch, guys, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Send us anything you want. Questions, would you rathers, stories. Again, specifically, if you are an actor and you've ever had to do a sex scene, we really want to know about that stuff for next week. Anything like that would be really cool. Did you get a stiffy? Did you not get a stiffy? Are you a porn actor who couldn't? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'd like to know that as well.
Yeah, not the porn one, though. I was joking. Don't send any porn stuff. We don't want that.
I've had a kiss. You've had a kiss, acting-wise, haven't you?
Yes.
You had a kiss in Heaven. You had a kiss Kimberly Nixon.
Yeah, she played me wife in Heaven. I also, weirdly, when I got the role in that, and then people came in to read for Kimberly's part, and I had to do the scene where we kissed with everyone who came in.
What?
Really, really strange, yeah.
Slick!
And I had never acted before, and the girls were like, and I was putting them all off, because I wasn't, like, putting my arm around them or doing anything. I was, like, just standing there. They were like, you know, you can, like...
Oh, my God.
I was like, but this is really, it was really strange.
Oh, Chris.
Who was it? It was one of them. I still know her. She's a comic actress. Who? And she was like, you know, you can like touch us. And I was like, oh, it's just weird. Like, I'm here all day and loads of different ladies are coming in.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, well, I had to do the scene of every... It was so...
So that was part of the thing to see... Was it to see what your chemistry was like, I guess?
I don't know. I mean, they should have picked the female first. Like, pick a... You know what I mean? Pick out... Why was I... Why were they going off my chemistry? I hadn't even done anything at the time.
Well, you must have. Well, they must have wanted you to do it. Then, you know.
It was like, I don't know. I felt like I was being pimped out for the day. It was very strange.
Did you floss and like mouthwash and that?
No, I just made sure that I had a lovely big egg sandwich before everyone came in.
Bit of tuna in between.
Tuna and egg. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And pickle.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it was room temperature. Oh. Did I ever tell you about when I did... I don't know if they still do it. Scott Mills and Chris Stark used to do that innuendo bingo.
When it's about water.
On Radio BBC Radio 1, where you put the water in your mouth and then you spit it at each other. Mm-hmm. So I've been on their show and done it a couple of times. And I was doing it once with the other BBC, she's another BBC Radio 1 presenter, show, Gemma Kearney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I was doing it with Gemma, who I've met her a few times and I knew her at the time. And we're doing the innuendo bingo, and I'd spat on her a few times, and she'd spat on me. We're sort of halfway through the round of it, right? God, it's like when you think back, it's like a COVID-19 nightmare, isn't it?
It's horrible.
Put loads of water in your mouth and just hockle it over the person in front of you.
Oh, God.
Hey, this was before coronavirus, right? I remember sitting there, and I don't know who said something, but someone mentioned something, or she mentioned you hadn't had anything to eat or something like that, and I went, "Oh, I've just had a fish finger wrap." And I'd literally just blasted a load of water at it. And honestly, Rosie, I thought she was going to be sick. She was furious. She was like, "What? You've just, oh my God, no." And then like every time I laughed and the water went off, she was like, "Oh God, fish finger wrap." It was so funny. Bless her. I honestly feel terrible to this day. Who goes and has a fish finger wrap minutes before they know they're going to go and
do
it?
You knew you were
going to
do that as well.
Yeah, because I went to Top Man and I bought a onesie to do it in, right? A full onesie. Yeah. So I was like, I had loads of stuff in London all day and I went next door and got a fish finger wrap.
Horror. So you'd have been furious if someone else had done
that. I would,
that.
Yeah. That's up there with like having garlic bread before going to the dentist or something. It's a real dickhead move and I'm ashamed that I did it. Ashamed.
Still did it.
It was funny though. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, babadoo. Dear Chris and Rosie, in brackets it said slag.
Does it say slag? Fantastic.
Me. Thank you very much.
Slag.
I'll take that. So one of many strange things I've discovered about my husband during the lockdown is he doesn't use a spoon to eat a yogurt.
Okay.
What the F?
What does he use?
I'm horrified. He tried to excuse it by saying that when he's at work and buys one from the shop, he has to drink it.
Oh, no.
So he might as well do it at home too. He also said it saves on the washing up. And she's put here, like, one spoon makes a difference to the amount of pots and pans we have.
Wow.
Hope you're both well. Loving the podcast. And that's Maxine.
Oh, I love
so
it.
Her husband drinks yogurts.
So, right. He got it right. This isn't an innuendo, but he has to finish it off with his finger. He
Who
must
knows?
Finish it off with his finger. Unless he's got the suction of like a, you know, unless he's like, like squeezing it into his mouth like Popeye with spinach. Do you know what I mean?
Might not be a froob. Did I tell you the time that my mom, sorry, Sandra, I'm going to totally out you here on
Amazing.
One podcast.
Here we go.
Like, she's such a strange, like, she's not strange. She's absolutely amazing. But there's some things that she
strange.
Does. And
pretty
I'm like,
strange.
Why did you do that? So there was one time when she was walking back from the supermarket and it was only a 15-minute walk, right? And she told me that you had two satsumas and two mint Aero yogurts. And I was like, how did you have the mint Aero yogurts? And she used her fingers.
Walking home from the shop. Sorry. I'm more upset that you had two satsumas as well
two
as... Who goes, do you know what I want? Are you on this 15-minute walk? Do you know what I want? Two citrusy things and two minty things. Because fuck me taste buds.
My thing was like, how hungry you got to be to eat yogurts with your fingers on the way home? That takes 15
walk.
Minutes. And not just that, if you are hungry in the shop, like buy a packet of crisps or something or a little sandwich. What? She's so strange. And she's like the thinnest woman in the world. It sounds like she's a really greedy person, but she's not. She's just so strange. She wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning to eat, you know.
Yeah.
Did you know this? She'll have a block of cheese. She'll be like, oh, I woke up last night dead early, had a block of cheese. Or I woke up last night dead early, had some banana on toast, couldn't get back to sleep. What are you waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning to have food for?
It was having cheese, the number one thing you're not supposed to eat before you go to bed. You'll have bad dreams.
Man. She loves it.
Goodness me. Have I ever drank a yogurt is the thing I'm thinking to myself now. And do you know what? I think I have.
Have
but again,
you?
It's been on the road. I've done it on the road. I think I've drank it. I think, if I remember rightly, I went to a service station. I bought like a vanilla yogurt and I didn't have a... Oh, God, I do remember this because I remember thinking it would be really hard to drink. Mm-hmm. But because I'd had it in the van for so long, it kind of went room temperature-y a bit and it might have been summer, so it went a bit runnier and it went down like thick milk. It's quite good.
That's vile.
I remember actually, no, I did. So I hoided back thinking it would be difficult to get it out, but it had already met. So it actually, like, it was like I shocked myself.
Horrible.
Yeah.
I've ate a chocolate yogurt with a pen. With an end of a pen before. I do remember that.
What exam was that in?
It wasn't in an exam.
Completely was. Well, it's my search food technology.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Thanks to lockdown, I finally have the time to tell you a story about my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, love slagging off an ex.
Please keep me anonymous. Let's call him Max. Okay?
Great. What a great name to pick.
Why not, eh? Max and I got together in second year of university, so I didn't meet any of his family until quite a while into the relationship. I fell utterly in love with him and thought he was the one. We had the exact same sense of humour and seemed to be on the same page about most things. About 8 months into the relationship, we got the train back to his hometown to meet his family. They were all lovely, especially his mum, who was hilarious, an amazing cook and just an all-round delight.
Oh.
I hope that's what Robin's other halves say about me.
No.
I think they will.
No,
they'll be like, your mum is lovely. No. She's a good cook. She's hilarious. She's always got wine in. She's great. I'd be like, yeah, thank you. And they'll go, your dad, he's a miserable bastard.
Yeah, it is. I sometimes do think what they're going to think of us.
No, that's what they'll say. They'll go, Robin, your mum, she's absolutely mint. She's so funny. Always got the wine in. Your dad, he's just really miserable. And then I'll overhear them from the bottom of the stairs and I'll go, oh, listen, let's go, Susie. What it is Chris, once upon a time, was actually really funny.
Right.
But he's lost that
right.
through just being miserable. But I stayed with him because money.
This is so hurtful. I'm being slagged off for not being fun anymore to someone who's fucking, if he's going out at the Robin's age, they're probably fawn, there's a kid somewhere. He's going to come home and be his partner and I'm already being slagged off to them and I'm hurting.
Can it wait?
God, yeah. Well, look at their fucking... They're going to not know what's going on when they finish their dinner that you've made for them and you hand them a fucking pen to eat their dessert with. Mess.
I'll be there. I'll be like, want to do a TikTok? Eh? Dab, dab, dab. Want to do a TikTok?
Oh, you'd be horrible. Be like, you'd be fucking irritating. When they're teenagers, they'll like me because I'll give them the space. You'll be all out with them.
Do you think?
Oh, you're singing from the bottom of the garden, watering your plants outside. Come on round. Oh, Robin's in the shower. Yeah, I'll walk round and tell you what plants what. Oh, look at that one. You've got to tear the heads off. Oh.
However, this is about his mum.
Ah.
Okay. I started to find their relationship a bit strange.
Oh, here we go.
It's worth saying at this point that Max was 22.
Got you.
Okay. When we first got there, Max kissed his mum on the lips.
Amazing.
Bit weird.
Love it. Love that.
I kiss Robin on the lips now.
But he's 4.
Yeah, he's 4. And often he actually turns me head around and kisses on the cheek, which I find rude. But obviously.
Slam.
Do you not seen him before? I like go towards him like, night, night. And he turns me face to me cheek and kisses on the cheek.
Fantastic.
Oh, honestly, denied by me son.
Mummy, not watching news. Cheek.
Yeah, to be fair. What did Boris say, Mum? Huh? What did Dominic say? No kissy kissies. Cheeks only. I thought this was a bit odd, but I know a lot of families like that, so didn't think anything more of it.
It's weird when you get an adult. It's really weird.
I've never done that. I've never kissed my dad on the lips above the age of like... Never. I don't think I've ever kissed my dad on the lips when I was a kid.
No,
possibly did.
I don't think I've ever kissed your dad on the lips.
No, really think.
There was me stag do. I think me and your dad did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I've never kissed your dad above the waist.
Oh, this is horrible. You are awful.
Oh, sorry. I couldn't. I remember when I was little, I kissed my mum on the lips when I was little. And then you get to a certain age and it's just weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've kissed your dad above the lips and below.
Above the lips? What, his fucking nose? What are you talking about?
I probably have kissed his nose before.
That's what, why would he kiss my dad's nose? That's weirder. Stop it.
Okay, so she didn't think anything more of it. When she was cooking, he would often walk past and smack her on the arse. And she would...
Sorry. Sorry. No. I can't let this continue.
Apparently
so. His mum would be cooking. He'd walk past and slap his mum on the arse.
Yeah, and she'd go, ooh. Yeah.
That... No, man. That's... Yeah. Oh.
Apparently. And then she said, again, a bit strange, but I let it slide. Can you ever imagine smacking your mum on the arse and her going, ooh?
No. I don't even want to think about it. That's horrible. No.
See, but people have got different relationships with the parents. I'd slap my mum on the arse, but it would be in a funny way.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, let's see what else happens in here.
I don't know if I want to. Ugh.
It wasn't until the evening before we were due to leave that I got properly freaked out. Max's mum was in the bath, and Max popped in to brush his teeth before bed in the same bathroom. After he had done his teeth, he popped back into the bedroom I was sat in and said, I'm just going to hop in the bath with Mum. I won't be long.
Shut the fuck up. There's no way. Nah.
He proceeded to go back to the bathroom and get in the bath with his Mum.
No way, man.
It wasn't a big house.
22.
It wasn't a big house, so I could hear them talking to each other in the bath and laughing. It also wasn't a big bath. I rang my mum and she agreed that it was very weird, but I was stuck there until the next morning.
I rang my mum, who was currently in the bath with my brother, and they agreed it was normal.
I never asked him about it because I was too scared and we broke up shortly after.
Shortly. I'd love clarification on how long that was.
I bet it was a while.
That is so strange. I'm sorry.
You don't bath with your mum at 22, do you?
That is honestly, nah.
Do you not remember when we were at Centre Parks in the hot tub with your mum and dad and the jets went off and you got really freaked out because you were like, we're just all in a bath together.
Yeah, yeah, that's the bubbles go off, you are. Yeah, you're in a bath with your costume on. Yeah.
Did you ever have a bath with your mum? Up until when?
I believe when I was obviously younger, when I was a child, when I was a toddler and stuff, I think, I can't remember bathing with my mum, but I remember bathing with my dad, and I distinctly remember I got to an age where my dad refused to get in the bath with us or get in the bath water because I left a load of floaters in the bath, apparently. No, just like snots and spit. Ew. And grim, and yeah, he was just like, I'm not doing that anymore, and that was the end of it.
See, as a female, I don't know if it's a bit different. I went in the bath with my mum for years. Remember, until like 11, 12?
Weird, it's really weird. That.
Is it?
Yeah, that's really weird. I can't believe you said that. Yeah. That's really weird.
Well, no, we're just that kind of family. I never went in with my dad that old. And then after that, it sort of phased out.
You were 12 years old and you went in the bath with your mum.
I think so, yeah. Maybe so 11.
You could legally watch Men in Black and you were in the bath with your mum.
Yeah, but you're still a kid. You're thinking now where kids are just a bit older. That's still very young. It is very young.
Strange, that, like.
Well, we've got different lives, you see. I think 22-year-old man in the bath with his mom is messed up, but I think possibly 12-year-old girl in the bath with her mom or 12-year-old boy in the bath with his mom, not as weird. We'll see. I'll see how long Robin wants to go in the bath with us, and then we'll come back to us on that in about 10 years, and I'll let you know how we're getting.
All right, then. So, what do we think there were ages? You know what it is. I might do a poll on Twitter. Oh, do I want to go back on Twitter? I'll go on then. I will. I might do a poll on Twitter. When this comes out.
Right, to see what age
What age you think you should have a bath with until. I'm not trying to make it a socioeconomic thing either. Don't go and giving us loads of fucking messages about how you can't afford to fill the bath again. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about when is it weird? At what age does it become really weird for your toe to accidentally slip up your mum's arsehole in the bath?
Oh, God. Oh, Chris.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Here's something interesting which I hadn't thought of.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Crozy.
Crozy. Oh, we've done that.
It says, hi, Rosie and Chris. I just read Crozy. I read a tweet earlier that has quite frankly ruined my day, and I know will ruin Chris's too.
Oh, Jesus.
Here you go. It was from a friend who had just realised she had left a banana in her desk drawer at work a few days before the lockdown.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
And as her offices had to shut, it's been there for over a month. It's over 2 months now.
Oh, man.
The replies were full of people relating, the worst ones saying they had left old, nearly empty containers of tuna pasta salad and egg mayo sandwich wrappers on their desk. Just imagine.
What were they eating all them for? Were they about to do an audition?
They must have been. Getting ready for the role. Just imagine how much rotten food there is in offices around the UK at the moment.
Right, I'm
and because it's
sad.
So warm, it'll be even more horrific.
Right, I'm sad. I'm sad now. This is no word of a lie. Stop that. No word of a lie. Last night in bed, you're going to hate me. You're going to hate me for this because you hate it when I have these thoughts.
Oh, what?
Last night in bed, I was thinking about just stuff to do in the garden. And I know we've got Rob and his little... a little golf set just before the lockdown happened. He's got like a little wooden golf set that he's used like for 30 seconds. And I've got one of them little nets for my actual adult golf set where you can chip golf balls into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about getting that out of the loft last night. I was like, I'll get that out and just do that in the garden for a bit of, you know, bit of hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And I remembered that the net is in the bag with me golf shoes. And the last time I put my golf shoes away, I didn't clean all the mud off the bottom of them. And I remembered that the golf shoes are now in the loft and there's mud on them. And I feel scared to go up there. I'm scared.
Is that why you've been a bit off today?
No.
Have you been thinking about that?
So one time when I was at school, I tried out for the football team. Ha! Didn't get it, obviously. And what I did was, I remember I left me football boots in a carrier bag. Mm-hmm. I left them over the weekend. I had to get them back out on the Monday for like rugby or something like that or whatever it was. And there was a load of... it was wet and I put them in a carrier bag and there was loads of like mould on the bottom of them and I screamed. It was like, my mum was like, yes, because you left them in a wet bag of the moisture. And I think we're going to hear something in the loft. It's going to be like a gremlin. It's going to give birth
for
from
God's
a shooter.
Sake.
And that the idea of tuna mayonnaise in containers in office places around the country. Then end the lockdown now. They'll kill we're faster than that. Oh, God.
Be horrific. Can you imagine?
Oh, God.
I'm glad that the thing that didn't keep you awake was you worrying if you've got any underlying health conditions.
No.
That's fun. That's your new little worry
now,
isn't
it? Look, I don't know what my health conditions are. Bloody doctors are shut, isn't it? That's open. But I'm not going. And you say you need healthy and exercise. What if I don't want to, eh? What if I want to eat this full Swiss roll with me hand? I'm going to.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Here's something for you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. I hear you mention a lot about Chris's anxiety during your podcasts, and you also said he'd watched Breaking Bad a fair few times. I heard a quote not too long ago, and it made me think of the reference you made. It went something like, people with anxiety will watch the same shows over and over again as it allows them to watch with no fear or anxiety of how the show will end, purely because they already know the outcome. Do you think this could be the same with Christopher? That's from Jack.
That's a good question. No, I only watch Breaking Bad over and over again because I really like it.
Mm.
I enjoy not knowing, and there's some parts of we've been watching Breaking Bad, as I say, and there's some parts where I go, oh, I know this bit, and I want to get to the next bit. And I sometimes, I've never suggested because it would be infuriating, but I sometimes think, should we skip this episode because I know it?
Please don't do
that. It's weird,
isn't
it? Yeah. However, when watching boxing or UFC now especially, I realise I can't relax. I tense up when they're doing stuff. UFC, when it goes to the ground, when they start grappling and jiu-jitsu on the ground, I really tense. I gave myself a bad back the other night watching the UFC because I was tensed up that long watching it. It's weird, isn't it?
So weird. You are so weird. I've had a lot of emails from people saying thanks for you expressing about your anxiety.
Cool.
So many emails of people saying that they are the same.
Yeah, that's really good. Everyone's got it. Everyone's got, you know, little, for want of a better phrase, little gremlins in their personality and in their head that you've got to sort of push down. I push them down to do this. I push them down to do stand-up. But I think in some ways they keep us sharp. And in other ways, they're just it's really fucking annoying. To me and you.
What's my gremlins? Have I got any?
Give me a second to think.
Me period?
Yeah, your period
is a gremlin.
Oh God, it's a fucking troll. It's an ogre.
A clotty troll.
Oh, don't go into details, man. What is yours? I was thinking this the other day.
I'm practically perfect.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Oh, look, he's having a good old think about it. Are we?
Because you know what it is? I'm going to remember them. I'm going to remember like later on during the day. Okay. I'll probably be out on my bike ride because I'm a bike guy now. And I'll be like, remembered the thing I could have had in my life for.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Listening to episode 58 and the part where you're on about ex-boyfriend / girlfriend showing up to stop the wedding. Well, I've got a story for you.
Oh my God, has someone seen it happen? Didn't I ask the public if anyone had seen that happen?
I can't remember.
Oh.
I know, right, just listen. About 10 years ago, my friend David's ex-girlfriend was getting married.
Ooh.
On the morning of her wedding, seconds before she was about to put her wedding dress on, she rang David and said to him, "I don't really love my husband-to-be. I only want you. Please have me back and I'll call the whole thing off." Let's call the whole thing off.
That's pressure.
That's intense, isn't it? Bit nasty. He said no and told her to bug off.
Enjoy the cake.
Sling you.
I'm sorry, like, what an absolute dickhead move that is. He said no. Not by him, by her.
I know. I couldn't believe it. She went ahead and married her now husband. He doesn't know about the phone call to David or the porn film she also starred in or the topless photos that were published in a magazine. So many secrets.
Jesus Christ.
I never really liked her. Especially after the time David and I were out having a drink and a group of us went back to the house he shared with her and she made me sit outside on the garden step with my cheesy chips in case I dropped any on her floor.
Chris
is sympathising with
fully,
her now.
Fully on board with that. Eat your cheesy chips in the garden, you filthy pig. Carry on.
Anyway, fast forward 10 years and the ex's daughter is in the same class as mine at school.
Piss the bed.
The ex knows I know about the phone call and the porn.
Good Lord.
I made a point of standing with her husband in the playground when we're waiting to drop off or pick up.
You bitch.
I know, what a cow. What a cow. And I love to watch her face when I purposely sit next to them at any school place.
Oh, you total dickhead, man. What are you doing? Stop it.
It certainly makes the school run a bit more fun to watch her being so uncomfortable. Am I an awful person?
Yes.
Yeah, it's probably, but I don't care.
The worst. I mean, it's entertaining, but yeah, you're the worst. So what's that? Look, just for research purposes, what's her name so we can fully watch this porn? Thing.
You
purely for science.
Just to know. Just want to see our face.
Just know. Just so we can hear our phone voice.
Yeah. Face to the story.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hello. I'm emailing in to ask if you guys have any weird family coincidences / things that are not common to happen in families.
Rosie bathed with her mom till she was 12 next.
You were going to get a lot of stuff saying that other people have done that as well.
12's too far.
Do you know what? How close am I with my mum now, though? How close?
Okay, I'll answer your question with a question. Did you have pubes?
12. I started getting pubes at Holy Island.
So for anyone listening who doesn't know, Holy Island is Holy Island is obviously an island in the north of England. that you can access at certain points of the day, but then the tide cuts it off. And schools do go and visit there, especially religious schools like where Rosie went to. Obviously, Rosie went there for some kind of pube finding excursion. I got me pubes at Holy Island and I had to leave for being unholy.
The reason I remember it is because I shared a room with my best friends at the time. There was about six of us and we were all asking and talking and counting pubes. And I remember.
There's no phone reception on Holy Island, so a common pastime is to count pubes. Teachers can't play this game, just the students.
It's run by nuns. I can't remember. I think I was about 11. But I didn't have many, though. If I honestly think back correctly, I think I lied about how many pubes I had. Because I was a little...
You rounded up with the nearest 10.
I was just like, oh, six.
God, I
lied. That's something I haven't thought about for... Like, years and years. When do your pubes start coming in?
Oh,
how
God.
Do they come in? Do they come in short and long? Or I can't remember. Do you remember?
Yeah, well, Rosie's back. Rosie, did you have a good time on Holy Island? Great time, ma'am. It was amazing. Such an experience. Did you bring anything back? Look at these! Run that bath. Have a look at these, ma'am!
Ding, 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 ding.
Was that, you? Was,
Kevin,
that you? Was that you playing them like a banjo?
Yes.
Great.
Got me pubes at Holy Island.
I visited Holy Island and all I got was this lousy t-shirt, brackets and some pubes, arrow pointing downwards. Chris Ramsey merch. Shag Marino, copyright 2020.
Oh, hey, you're just jealous.
Jesus Christ, right, that's ready? Just one of the funniest things I've ever heard of me like. I got me pubes at Holy Island. I can't cope.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Thinking about my pubes.
I just...
Right.
It was the way you said it, Mark. Like, oh, I got me pubes at Holy Island. It was up there with, like, I broke me leg in Spain. So I remember medical history. I broke me leg in Spain. But I split my head open in Portugal, and I got me pubes at Holy Island. That's me. Rosie's Lonely Planet.
My grandma has four children, and she had my auntie very young, in brackets, 17.
Mm-hmm.
She then had two other children, my dad included. Then at 42, she remarried and had my uncle.
Oh.
Because of my uncle being born, this means that there is a 25 age gap between him and his sister.
Which, 25 years.
25 year yeah. age gap, yeah.
Jeez.
Which causes an unusual event to occur in my family. When she was 23, my auntie got married and had my cousin. 2 years later, my grandma got pregnant with my uncle and had him, which means that my cousin is older than her uncle by 2 years. I find this pretty uncommon and have never seen it happen before.
Not my mate.
What?
Doug and Chris. Chris is Doug's uncle and Chris is two or 3 years younger than Doug.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's always strange. I've known a couple of people where they've said that, and I've sat there thinking, how is this work? Until I've read that there, I've never really been able to work that out.
Yeah. I remember.
It's so complicated.
I remember when Doug told us, when we used to go out back in the day, Doug and Chris, they told us, and I was like, had me mind blown by it. It was amazing. And then it became my thing that I told people.
Right.
So being a pub and talking, so I'd be going, yeah, I see him. He's his uncle, but he's older than that. It's mental. It got really boring for everyone.
It sounds.
But it was. I did.
Tedious.
I did steal it as my own party piece.
Nice.
For a while. Yeah.
Good for you.
And I used to go, even though he's 2 years older than him,
right, yes,
he got his pubes at Thurston and he got his at Holy Island 6 months apart.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do you want a shit story?
Is it a shit story or a let's talk about shit story?
It's a let's talk about shit story.
Play the jingle.
Let's talk about shit, baby. Let's talk about poo and wee. Let's talk about all the good shits, all the bad shits that have been. Let's talk about shit. Let's talk about shit.
With a little bit of shit.
Let's talk about shit. Shag married and shit.
Say what?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm really enjoying that little bit there.
Well done. Oh, no. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Going back a few years, the recently single 21-year-old me found a super cute floral playsuit in Primark, which I got in the sale for the bargain price of £3.
Cool.
Being the typical bargain-loving Yorkshire lass I am, I was thrilled, and I decided to wear it on a night out. What a terrible, terrible idea that
What
was.
A playsuit for the men
A playsuit?
Yeah.
It can either be... it's short, so it's short, and then they've got buttons all the way up.
Yeah.
But we talked about before, when you wear a playsuit on a night out, you've got to take the whole thing off and you're sitting naked on the loo.
Can I just say, at the fear of generalising here, and at the fear of sounding maybe not sexist, because I know women don't dress for men, women dress for other women.
Yeah.
But as a man, can I just say, I think I speak for most men when I say, play suits were all right for them, most men.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you look like giant babies, rubbish. You look like giant babies. You go, oh, look what I've got. Oh, you hear girls go, oh, you look lovely now. Oh, you maybe put a belt and accessorize it. You look like a giant baby. Shit. Blokes don't like them. I'm telling you right now, I'm speaking for most men here that don't like them. Honestly, you might as well have that little square on the back of a onesie where you open the flap and shit through
it. Oh, like a troll.
Honestly, you literally look like a Cabbage Patch Kid. Stop
wearing
them. Wow,
right, okay. I mean, no.
But again, it's as I'm saying, you. Again, I'm saying, women don't dress for men, women dress for women.
When I get ready, I don't think, oh, is Chris going to like this play suit? I think, do I look decent enough? Or, you know, will my friends like
me? Well, if it's
like
every play suit, just know that the answer is no, Chris won't like it.
Goes on Amazon. Buys 94 play suits.
Go for it.
Oh, Amazon? Why would I get a play suit off Amazon?
Because they come with a free doll. Because they're babies.
Right, okay. So, I don't know if you've been out in Barnsley, but a couple of...
No. sorry to chime in there, but no, categorically no.
In Barnsley.
Love for Barnsley people. Sorry, I gig a lot in Barnsley. I used to do Barnsley Civic quite a lot.
You'll not be there anymore, Chris.
Someone, last time I did Barnsley Civic, anyone who was there will know, a guy came down onto the stage, because it was one of them fucked up shows where the stage is floor level, but then the seats are raked onto there. Mm-hmm. So the seats come up from the stage. Guy came down and was like on the stage chatting. He was mortal drunk. They didn't kick him out. They kept him in. And then he queued up for the signing and he was sick on people in the signing.
Oh.
And then he left.
That was my
little mate.
Nice.
My little mate in Barnsley.
Great. Well, don't know if you've been out in Barnsley.
Nope.
But a couple of hundred quid goes a long, long way.
Jeez, that 100 quid goes a long way anyway.
I know. I had spent every last penny on booze, so you can only imagine the state I had gotten myself into.
Wow.
So she spent 100 quid on booze in
Good
Barnsley.
Heavens.
So I'm thinking.
Well,
she's
that's Barnsley's
drunk.
Very similar to South Shields here. Yeah. You know, it's a sort of small town outside of a big city. Yeah. Sheffield's your Newcastle kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Wow, $100 million?
£100 million. Oh, God, I'm giddy. After drinking my body weight and God knows what, I decided enough was enough and headed home, but obviously needed to stop off for food first. Obs. Like the true northerner that I am, I planned on ending the night in style with some chips and gravy from the late night chippy.
Go on, lass.
The smell of grease hit me whilst I was in the queue and instantly made me retch.
Oh.
I headed out and blew chunks everywhere.
Great.
That's lovely. Once the vomiting had ceased, I wiped my face and the tears from my eyes, only to discover the pure horrors that I had spewed in some poor bugger's abandoned wheelchair.
Oh my God, that is... awful.
Did not see that coming.
No.
Been sick in someone's wheelchair. This isn't even the end of the story, so let's keep
God.
Going.
Where was the person?
I don't know. Why is she being sick in a wheelchair?
Why are they standing up?
But why was it abandoned? Where was that person?
Well, is she going to explain it?
No, that's it. That's just it.
I hate it when people just drop something. Abandoned
wheelchair.
I've
never seen an abandoned wheelchair
Well,
before.
Where was the person, obviously? That's the... Jesus. This is like a government briefing. There's more questions by the end of it.
I managed to get a grip of myself and get a taxi home. I tucked myself up into bed with the play suit in situ. The bastards to get off.
What is it? Oh, she left it on.
She left it
sorry,
on.
I didn't know what that meant. Okay. Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry, it's play suit chat. I'm not, you know, I'm not up on it.
The bastards to get off at the best of times. Never mind after a skinful. So I just left it on thinking, I'll be right.
So she went to bed in
she
a
went
onesie.
Went to bed in a yeah.
baby
onesie.
Yeah, great.
I vividly remember waking up in the middle of the night for the toilet, but unbeknownst to my drunken self, I still had said play suit on.
Oh, you're kidding, mm-hmm. man.
I was rudely awoken on the toilet a few hours later by the foul stench that was coming up from my crotch.
Oh, God's sake.
Not only had I pissed in the play suit, I had shat myself in
fantastic.
It too.
Fantastic. Well done.
On the Bristol stool chart, it was a strong type 6.
Excuse me?
I have no idea what that means. The Bristol stool chart.
Hold on. Oh, my God. It's a thing. What oh, my God.
What is it? Let me see.
Holy shit. Literally. The Bristol stool chart.
Oh, I've seen this on a birthday card before.
Sorry?
I have, yeah. So it actually tells you what the poos are. There's a picture there.
Yeah.
On the picture. She said it was a 6.
This is terrible. This is terrible. 6.
Right.
Mushy consistency with ragged edges. Mild diarrhea.
This is
horrendous. How did I not know about this? Okay, guys, strap in. We're about to do the full stool chart. I hope you're not eating.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no. We've got to. Come on. The people need to know. Type 1. Separate. I'm having this in my internet history, so these good people listening don't have to.
I don't want to know.
Hard lines. Type 1. Separate hard lumps. Severe constipation. Type 2, lumpy and sausage-like, mild constipation. Type 3, a sausage shape with cracks in the surface, normal.
That's what mine's normally like.
Normal, great.
I'm a 3.
Type 4, like a smooth, soft sausage or snake.
That's Robin.
This can't be. Who's written this? Normal.
That's Robin.
Type 5, soft blots with clear-cut edges, lacking fibre. Type 6, we've done.
Yeah.
Type 7, liquid consistency with no solid pieces. Severe diarrhea.
Yeah. Which one are you?
Well, we've all listened. We've all learned, sorry, today. Which one am I? I'm normally 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
quite
normal.
3 or 4.
Yeah.
So there we go. So.
Sitting on the loo and what do I see? Diarrhea! Right. Diarrhea!
The Bristol stool chart. That is, I have learned something today.
There you go.
As if we had a section called Let's Talk About Shit and we weren't aware of the Bristol stool chart.
Still don't know why it's got Bristol in it. Somebody from Bristol
it's
made it up.
From somewhere.
Mm. Okay. So on the Bristol stool chart, it was a strong type 6.
So it was mild diarrhea.
Yeah. The warmth of the cowpat was rather comforting until the realization had kicked in. I thought to myself, how the hell am I meant to tackle this? Still half baked. I managed to shimmy it off in the shower and clean myself up, leaving the play suit in the bath soaking.
Can I just say, this has been the worst advert for play suits. Like, you know when Kylie Jenner tweeted, is Snapchat still a thing, and took like $1 billion off their fucking share price? Yeah. I think this episode's going to do that for play suits. I had a go, and now this woman's just literally shat all over them.
I'm going to burn all mine. Right. So she's left it to soak in the bath till the morning and she's headed off back to bed.
Some lucky fucker's going to come and say that.
My poor mum woke the following morning and found the feces-ridden garment floating in the bathtub.
Floating.
But that's not the worst part.
That's not the worst part.
Because I loved my little bargain play suit, I didn't want to get rid of it.
Oh, mate.
So my mum put it on a boil for me to try and salvage the wreckage.
Oh.
But all my mates knew about my drunken state that evening, so I didn't dare wear it again and told them that I threw it out. But I hadn't.
Oh.
I had sold said play suit on eBay.
You animal!
For £30.
£30? How much did you buy it for?
Not only had I the pleasure of shitting in it, I made a huge profit on the chuffing thing too. She paid £3 for it.
I can't believe
this. She sold it for £30.
I can't
believe
that.
She shat and weed herself in that play suit, probably with bits of sick on as well from the wheelchair.
I can't.
She sold it for £30 on eBay.
Ten times what you paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
Is it? Can we?
You know what? You devious, dirty, dirty, dirty individual.
Yeah.
I have to respect that.
That's Vicky from Barnsley.
And there's me. I mean, I wouldn't anyway, but there's me never buying anything from eBay clothing-wise ever.
I know. She's not doing very well for it. That's I do love bad. eBay as well, so not all of them are like that, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm going to tar them all with that brush. That type 6 shitty brush.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's Shagmardinoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Community
Network.
Network.
Oh, we are so
should
professional. Should we just leave it in? No, go on, just say it again. We'll leave it in. It's quite nice.
Thank you for listening to this week's Shagmardinoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
You nearly forgot it again, didn't you?
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. Guys, thank you so, so, so much for listening. Please continue to like, rate and subscribe. We just hit 25 million downloads, by the way.
Oh my God!
Which is just insanely cool. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
We hope this is cheering you up during this weird time. We hope you're all staying safe. We hope you're all okay. It really cheers us up doing this.
It really does.
It really, really does. Annoyingly, right at the end, we'll get really cheered up when we're finished. Thank you so much, guys. Bye.
Love yous.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.